I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Many people struggle with controlling their drinking of alcohol at some point in their lives. To talk about dealing with alcohol cravings when a person is trying to quit or reduce alcohol consumption is Dr. Raymond Anton. He holds the Thurman Wellness Endowed Chair in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Science, and he's the Scientific Director of the Alcohol Research Center at MUSC. Dr. Anton, tell us about alcohol cravings for someone who is trying to quit drinking or reduce their drinking.
Many people who have alcohol problems, we call it alcohol use disorder now, oftentimes feel there's a point at which they need to reduce their drinking or quit totally. And one of the phenomena that occurs during that attempt to quit or reduce is a phenomena we call craving. Craving means different things to different people. To some people, craving means the urge to drink or the pressure to drink, and other people refer to the thoughts about alcohol rather than an urge.
And Dr. Anton, do all people have cravings who are in this scenario where they have an issue or a problem with alcohol and they do want to quit?
Cravings tend to emerge more during attempts to stop or reduce. It's almost like dieting. Sometimes one doesn't know about the urge to eat until you sort of stop eating. And the same thing is true with alcohol.
What can you tell us as far as overcoming these cravings?
That gets into treatment approaches, and there's several major treatment approaches. One is a talking therapy such as counseling, cognitive behavior therapy, which people are taught how to manage the cravings that they get or avoid situations that trigger cravings. The other approach, sometimes complementary approach, is using medications. And we've been studying a medication called naltrexone for many years now, and we just did a study that we feel proves that it works by reducing the activation in the brain that are associated with craving, and it allows people to sort of get over the hump when they're initiating their process of reducing and drinking, quitting. And we can measure this phenomenon in the brain scanner.
And do these medications seem to work equally with everyone?
No, they do not. And that's the great focus of work nationally. It's called personalized or precision medicine. It's being applied in areas like cancer and cystic fibrosis and many other diseases. We're applying that in alcohol use disorders as well. And what I just mentioned about the brain scanning is one way of trying to tease that apart of who might respond or not. But more importantly, we're also taking a genetic basis to it. And we most recently found on a combination of genes that some people have highly predict whether they respond to naltrexone or not. The same work or similar work is being done with other medications for alcohol as well nationwide.
Is it the case that these strong urges to drink or cravings for someone who's trying to quit are mostly problematic in the first months that they're trying to quit?
There's some data that suggests that craving does moderate over time. I equate it to sort of having a broken brain from the alcohol. It's like having a broken arm, and you have to put a cast on it for a while, and after a while, it sort of cures itself. Probably takes on the order of about 3 to 4 months of abstinence, for instance, for the brain to really get to a point that people have a better chance of doing well in a longer term.
Dr. Anton, thanks for providing this information about alcohol cravings.
I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.